welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown.
I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everyone.
We're on the second issue of this Green Lantern story arc. If you want to listen to our previous coverage, check out our last episode. So we start with this one, and basically Hal's hallucinating because he's in a green spaceship, for the most part, out in space, until he realizes that he's fucked everything up again, and he ends up crashing the green spaceship into this giant lantern. Again, it's all a hallucination because he wakes up literally where we left him off last issue.
Eating dirt.
Yep. And he's just trying to figure out what exactly, you know, happened. So much so that he is kind of confused. Disoriented. That's the word. And walks out in the middle of the road in front of this car that is about ready to hit him, but Hal
whips up a big fart cloud.
I mean, it looks like a pillow.
Yeah.
But yes.
Or maybe an airbag or something.
Now, the funny thing is, and again, this is the 80s, and when Hal was created in the 60s, well, even, hell, Alan Scott in the 40s and 50s, you can create constructs. They're just automatically, they're able to do that. They have since, in like the more modern stories with like Jessica Cruz or Simon Baz, they have to practice to make constructs. Like when Jessica got the ring, the Green Lantern ring, it took her months before she could even make a construct. All she could do is just basically a beam of light. So the fact that Hal can make constructs here, like I took notes of that, but again, this was this is based off of the character from the 60s who could already do that.
Yeah.
It's a whole willpower thing.
I actually think I like it a lot better
that they have to learn.
Yeah, that they have to learn. Yeah. Because that makes more sense.
Dude, because the story, I have it up there, well, part of it. The Green Lantern's issue with the S, Simon and Jessica are a team. And it starts out, you know, Simon has been Green Lantern most of New 52 because Hal got kicked off of being Lantern. It's a whole story arc, whatever. So Simon knows what he's doing. He's able to make constructs. Jessica, who doesn't, she's new, they're partnered up. And for almost a good year in the comics wise, all she could do was just like a green blast. And it took, I can't remember the exact story, but when she was able to make constructs, it was a big deal. And it was pretty cool. Of course, I just like Jessica Cruz. She's awesome. Back to the story at hand. Hal, like, sneaks into the hospital to go see Andy. And, you know, the ring, he has his ring that checks him out.
Actually, he was trying to heal him.
Yeah, well, he was going to see what damage was exactly to see if the ring can do it. And the ring cannot. Because Hal's like, oh man, this ring is the best thing in the world.
It can do anything. It can do anything. And then he's like, oh, I guess it can't.
Yeah, that's also an important thing for something that will happen later. Like, not in this book, but later down the line in history. And yeah, so he can't heal Andy. But he did show Andy, oh, look, this is what I am now. I'm this superhero, I guess, with all these magical powers. And then he has to bolt because the cops are there looking for Hal.
And he says, hey, you should turn yourself in. The cops know you were drunk. They're looking for you. Mm-hmm. It'll go a lot easier if you just, you know, turn yourself in. Yeah. And he's like, fuck that shit. I'm out of here.
So he leaves.
Now, is that something he can normally do, is just fly through a window like that? All right.
I honestly don't know.
Gotcha.
It's new to me, but then again, this is early on, so maybe it's something they can't do later. I don't know.
He didn't know they couldn't do it, so he could do it.
I mean, the rings are omnipotent, right?
Almost. Mm-hmm. Almost.
But but Hal puts a mask on, so now he's like a real superhero. Because he doesn't want to.
Dude, when it give first showed the mask, away. I thought it added a mustache. The shadow.
Fair.
No, that's the lip shadow. I'm like, why did he give himself a mustache? He kind of looks like a douche now.
El Green Lantern, though. But he sees a plane flying around, and he's like, hey, I'm going to go say hi to that guy. And the guy, like, freaks out and, I guess, loses control of the plane. And Hal quickly, you know, saves the ship.
By using a plane. Big, huge hand and gently set it down.
Yeah, and puts it down. So he lands, and he sees Carol, and I'm not saying Carol was infatuated with the guy, but definitely, like, happy that Green Lantern saved her ship and pilot, or plane and pilot. I don't know what I keep calling it, ship. Plane and pilot. But the pilot gets out and starts yelling at Hal, and Hal's like, fuck all this, and just bounces off. And, you know, obviously having a mask on, you don't recognize Hal Jordan, so...
Yeah.
Even though his hair is the same, his posture, everything's the same. I'm sure
his voice was the same, too.
And everything... So that's one thing I think I liked with the Green Lantern movie, the Ryan Reynolds one, when he was all suited up, his voice got a little distorted, so it kind of changes. Makes
sense. Yeah.
Not much, but enough to where it's like, yeah, dude. Like if you put a mask on, I could definitely tell it's you because of your hair.
Oh yeah? But what if I did this?
Oh no.
Wait,
the curls. I said mask, not anyway.
Yeah, but I took my glasses off.
All right, calm down.
Now, now, haha, I'm a totally different person.
So, it works for Kent and Superman because Clark Kent and Superman are two separate personalities that he purposely works on. This
is just Hal being a dick.
It's Hal being a dick.
In a mask.
Yeah. Like, there's really like, hey, no change.
I'm surprised none of them were like, man. That guy reminded me of somebody that just pissed me off, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, it is what it is. We go to outer space, and we see this giant
buff metal
yellow
Kermit.
Metal creature.
It's a buff metal Kermit.
I mean, you're not wrong. I will, yeah, because...
Kermit the Frog here in outer space.
Those are eyes, right?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay. Because that's what I was thinking, too. And then, like, a giant open mouth.
Yeah.
Face mask thing. It's weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, he is tracing Abin Sur, the Green Lantern from before. He's following him. And he follows him to Earth and finds the ship. He also, like, literally... Like, he's just tracing the power.
He can
signature. There we go.
Yeah.
And he walks into the ship, and we, as the reader, see the lantern, but it is out of phase with this dimension, and that's why this creature can't see it. Do we get the creature's name just yet? I don't think we get it until next issue. Maybe last of this issue. I can't remember.
I don't remember either. I thought it said it somewhere.
Well, I know it says it, but I don't know if it's saying this. I don't think it's saying this issue. But you know what? It's not gonna stop me. This is Legion. It's what they call themselves. Yeah, I think it's the next issue. But this is giant, like I said, metal or yellow being, and he sees a dead Abin Sur, and he's like, "Well, who's the new Green Lantern? I need to go find that power." Because I need to get the hold of the Guardians. And fuck you. So Hal decides that, you know, Andy's right. And Carol's right. So he's going to go turn himself in. And he gets arrested for a DWI. And he, you know, all of his stuff gets taken away. Even the ring. And he gets put in jail.
I have a question. Why does he have a white glove on in this picture? Does yours look like that, too?
No.
Okay, see, they forgot to color his hand.
They didn't color his hand, yeah.
So it literally looks like he's wearing, like, the, you know, white, like...
The white glove from his costume. Yeah, no, that's coloring mistake. Because you got... So I got the updated collection that has both Emerald Dawn and Emerald Dawn 2. And you've got, I think, the reprinted version of Emerald Dawn. yeah.
collection that I got.
It was published. This one was done in 2003.
Yeah, because I think the first volume came out. 91, yeah. Original trade.
Green Lantern 1 through 6, 1989 to 1990.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
Yep. I was just reading the front of it.
And as Hal is in jail, we get Legion bursting in, knowing that...
Are we not going to talk about him talking to Kenny Rogers here?
I mean, I was going to bypass it, but yeah, just the drunk... Or not... He's not drunk. What is he? He's just... The guy, another guy in jail. I can't remember exactly.
Possession.
Okay.
So he's doing drugs.
So yeah.
Or, he didn't know when to hold him and know when to fold him.
So while that's happening, Legion comes barreling into the jail, following the Green Lantern trail, because Hal flew right to jail. And he's like, where's Green Lantern? I need the Green Lantern. And... He
starts killing people.
Yeah, he rips open the jail cell. Kenny Rogers goes running off and gets killed. And then Hal rushes over to the safe, which magically got busted open.
Yeah, well, you know, the door got banged off there because safes aren't made to take a beating. They're just, you know, there for a one hit and done.
Fair enough. He grabs the ring, puts it on, and he's getting ready to blast Legion until the ring just shuts down because
sometimes you just can't get it up.
He doesn't know this yet, but it's a giant yellow monster that his ring can't do shit for. Yep. And that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Green Lantern story.